This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches, Asorah Dvarim Nivru B'Erev Shad B'Nishmash. We're talking about, till now, all things in this Perek of Asorah. So, here we're talking about another thing that deals with Asorah, Asorah Dvarim, 10 things were created, Nivru B'Erev Shad B'Nishmash, created Erev Shad B'Nishmash. Ve'eluhen, these are they. Now, these 10 items, the Gra over here, which is mentioned in Sefer Or Gedal Yom and Parashat Vayera, that these 10 items were created Erev Shabbos, Pein Hashmashos, which Shabbos we know is Me'ein Olam Haba, but they were created in this world, and they went to Ben Hashmash, which was Shabbat to Friday, which is not Shabbos, but the physical 6 days. And that's why it explains these things are physical objects, which belong in this world, but they were used for miracles, which links them to the Olam Haba. So that's why their creation was the Afka this time. Elohei Pi'aretz, that's the mouth of the earth, which the Rav tells us that swallowed up Bilam. I'm sorry, swallowed up Korach v'Ados, Korach and Zadosa. Aben Hashmash, the Rav said, Be'erashat Breish, Kodim Shadishma Abriya, before the Briya was complete. So the first is Pi'a, the next is Pi'a Be'er, the mouth of the traveling well, which the Yidden drank from, drew from in the Midbar. The Rav explains, that's the Be'er Shal Miriam, the well of Miriam, all the travelings. And he brings a second issue, fascinating pshat, that the mouth of the well opened up and said, Shira, Shinama, Ali, Be'er, and Ullah, from the mashmois of the pasuk, it's mash of the bear itself, and Ullah, it commented. Pia Osain is the mouth of the donkey, that to the Abba and Bilam that spoke with Bilam. The next is Keshes, which is the rainbow, which appears after rain. It is Rav tells Lois Bris. It serves as a sign. Shloya Oyda Mabul. There won't come another Mabul flood to destroy the whole world. Rahamon and the Mon. This is the Rav. The manna, she yorli saw our boy shut up a midbar. 40 years in the middle they had it. The hamata and the stick refers to the staff that Moshe Rabbeinu used when he did the miracles. This Rav. That's why Oisus was San Perinon. It was made of a stone called San Perinon, and it was engraved with the name Rashi says of Hashem. The Shomir. Is a tiny worm, the Shamir worm, came into Elas. It's a tiny worm-like thing. Brioso kisoira. It was its creation is like soira, like a bean of a soira is a barley bean. Show you when they would put them on avonim that are. A Rishima as an indication with the yoy, and the boys may it would crack, would open up may land. Oh boy, potsma am the achoisha, that's how they opened up. The avne, they engraved the names of the on the avne chayvim achoisha, the sibu vimiluoisa in the miluin. Aksav is referring to the writing on the tablets, that's a dibrois. Right, the Rav says, the shape of the letters that were engraved on the Luchos Abris. As we know, these letters, they pierced all the way to the opposite side of the stone. It was a miracle, the inner parts of the letters of Mem and Sam remained in place, as we know the Gemara tells us in Megillah, on the base of Gimel Amram. That's the Ksav HaMichtov. Show you the Quran, we call Arabah, it's done, they can read it on all four sides. The Luchos, they were also created, the Luchos itself, and they also, it says, the Luchos were also Sanperinoin. Hoyu Orachan Shisha, the length was six, Orachan Shisha, the width was six. So the Rav Ovyan Shloish, and the thickness was three. Kevin Achas, like one stone, Shorach Rav Ovyan Shor, like everything's equal. Venechon called the Shnai. And they were, it was Nechon called the two of them. Venechon Hoyu, Vechatsu Migagal Chamo. So the tablets, they appear like Sanperinoi stone, but in fact they were carved from the orb of the sun. And they were able to be rolled up. Now this, the Mishnah is obviously referring to the first Luchos, which Hashem made himself. The second ones were carved out by Moshe, and therefore not referring to that on the Mishnah. Mazikim. Mazikim is the Shadim. Says the Rav, Shala'acha Shabar Koshbo, Odom V'chava, Hoyim Mis'asim, B'ryosan. They appeared at the very end of the sixth day of creation. When it came time, it was enough time to make souls, but not bodies. So they made without a physical form. That's the pshat. Hoyim Mis'asim, B'ryosan, Kishabar, Ruchachsan, Loi Hispik, Loi Kufayim. Acha Kodesh Ayyam. There was enough time to make their bodies. V'nish'ar Ruchas B'laguf, they remained Ruchas B'laguf. The Eloi Shel Avraham Avinu, that is, I'm sorry, I skipped the Kvarasa Shel Moshe, the burial place of Moshe, and also the Eloi Shel Avraham Avinu, the ram of Avraham Avinu, which he used, which he gave up instead of Isaac, instead of Yitzchok. That is Maisa referring to the aisle that went in front of in place of Yitzchak Avinu. Says the Mishnah, says the Rav, Ilo Shel Avraham Avinu, Nigzor Alav Ben Hashmosh, Nechaz, B'Tzvach, B'Karnav, Shah Sa'akedah, says the Rav, there was the Gzeirah, but he knows that he got caught up, and in the, his Karen got caught up in the bush that Avram would see it, and then he would take it for a korm tachas yitzchak benoi. And the last thing is v'yishoyimim af tzavos b'tzavos asuya. First tongues were made with heavenly tongues. So we have to know that in order to, for a blacksmith to make tools out of metal, he must heat the metal until it's red hot and hold it there while he fastens to a desired shape. That's the metzias. For this, he needs a pair of tongues. He can't grip the hot metal without the tongs. The tongs hold the hot metal. I mean, the tongs are like things that people make. We make franks on the grill. You have these tongs that hold the franks in place, and you take them off. However, the very first pair of tongs could not have been made naturally because there's no means of holding it while he was forming it. So the first pair of tongs was created by Hashem itself in this Ben Hashmosha, so Yom HaShishi. And from that, we have all the other ones, as the Rav said, Atzvas, Sibitzvas Asuya, Tegim Mel Kochim, Sibitzosa, the Tongs, Atzvas Enen As Ela, Bitzvas Acheres. You have to hold it with all the tongue. Yishon Yosa, Okorim, Ele Nas, Bede Shaman, Benivis Ben Ashmar, Beze, Nidcha, Begumar, Bepeg Amon Ragu, Rom Efshus, Atzvas Yishon Nas, Bitzvus, Sheitichu, Anahoj Be'esh, Nitzikur, Betoich Atzvus, Benaz, Zazal. So the Gemara in the Psalm maybe is doich of this, that it could be was made some type of form, they shaped it in some type of form before, and then so they made it. So therefore, it's Nidcha the Gemara, according to one view in the Gemara. The Memela, because the person could pour molten iron, turn it into a mold in the form of the tongs. So Memela could be made that way, says the Rav. So Memela is not a rhyme. The Kitza, but the Yisrael, this Mishnah is very, very important to us. Like we said before, that Erev Shas Ben Hashmosh is a mesugal to the time for in Yoni that Hashat Ben Olam Hazeh Ben Olam Habo. And in Meila, we have to realize that Meiri writes that these 10 things, the Nimrod Mishmeim, they're the kiyam of the Umas Yisrael. Or it's Atzlah and Shleimus and Munasa. And without these things, it wouldn't be a kiyam for this Amunah Shabbat of the Tachlis of Mitzias HaKonos HaBriya. And Yehiyah Ben Hashmashi writes, is take of the Briya, Schaiv Mitzad HaKabbal HaHamin Kiyam. We have to realize at the beginning of the Briya already, we have to believe these things. Pi'aretz, we have to believe these yisoides that come out from the 10 things. Pi'aretz, to believe in the oynish for Rishoyim. Pi'abe'er, Miri says, the gemul for the toivim. Yikri amunak doyim, to believe there's going to be a punishment for the Rishoyim. That's Pi'aretz. Or Pi'abe'er, to believe in there's going to be good for the people that serve Hashem, which may be the big land. Pi'aretz, in the test, remembers the holy Bilam. That without Hashem's hashkacha, we would have been lost, because he sent Hashem to get angry the whole time. The keshes, that to have the ois, she'akol nimcha b'dor ma'at, everything was destroyed, the hashkacha of Hashem, that everything was lost, everything was destroyed, the shasam abu, the man, that the person should know that his mazel comes from Hashem, his sustenance comes from Hashem, so they had 40 years in the month, amata, the oisis, that Hashem did be Mitzrayim, and if not, we wouldn't go out and see Mitzrayim, we would still be there today. It's Ramazan Bini Beis Hamikdash. That's the sort of our religion. Bini Beis Hamikdash. Sava Mikhtov. That's the Kiyam of Oima. The Yisoid of the Velucha. It's when you're in Ma'an Torah. Right? A person, Mikhtov is the Ksav, the Lashon that we have, that we can't speak and we can't interact with people without it. The Luchas are the Torah and the Shemayim. And the Mazikim is the Yetzihara that tries to attack us. Kruah Shal Moshe. And we're worried about the way the Chazal tells us that if we would know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, it was Nela, but we know we'd have, like the Bach says, Klai, so maybe just go and daven to him, they went to Tshuva. And the Elish Yitzhak is remembers on that Solas Yitzhak, the Bible, he was rescued to bring Brahma to the world. And otherwise, we have to know all these things. Represent the Bria and all the service of the Das, and that's why these things are so important. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.